Our Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch asked the Prime Minister this afternoon if it's acceptable a clinic here in New Zealand denied Fred his MMR booster shot on Monday.
No, I heard this last night. I thought it was outrageous given this current situation. And I minded to ask questions about what happened there. But, of course, everyone would hear that and think that just makes no sense.
How horrifying is it when you hear things like that, and what action will you take?
Oh, well, I was horrified as well by the cartoon I saw yesterday in the ODT around the issue of the horrific measles outbreak. This is affecting children and babies. It's absolutely horrific. No one takes it lightly. New Zealand's doing all we can to assist. The fact that we didn't assist one child in New Zealand, when we are giving vaccination to Samoa to vaccinate, feels nonsensical to me. So it is something I will follow up with the Minister of Health.
Absolutely.
Dr. Alan Moffat is the clinical director of ProCare, the primary health organisation that oversees the clinic that denied Fred his measles booster, and he joins me now. Good evening, Dr. Moffat. You heard what the Prime Minister had to say there. What do you make of this?
Oh, look, firstly, I want to apologise that Fred didn't get vaccinated before leaving the country. You know, that should have happened. Unfortunately, in this situation, I think it's rather exceptional that they were not advised correctly. Immunisation schedule has always been eligible for non-residents and immigrants and so forth because of the need to actually ensure the safety of New Zealanders and others. And it is ridiculous that somebody, you know, going to a high risk area wasn't vaccinated before they left. I think in this case we are doing a full investigation, but I've only managed an initial inquiry with a practice concerned, and it was really just a case of they were unsure about eligibility. Clearly they also checked on the NIR, which wouldn't have included details for that baby, and so that sort of confused them somewhat.
So, Dr. Moffat, sorry to interrupt, before you move on from that point, so you've had a conversation with the clinic, and what's the initial feeling, that they were confused about what the eligibility criteria is?
Yeah, they understood because the person wasn't eligible for normal health services that they didn't qualify for an immunisation. But in fact, the immunisation schedule has always been clear about this, that non-New Zealanders qualify for the immunisation schedule and for free vaccination. So that they gave the dad the wrong advice.
So the clinic got it wrong?
Yep, very clearly. And so we've taken the course of bringing all our clinics this afternoon to make sure that everybody is aware of the fact that they should definitely not be turning away people that are travelling to high-risk areas to be vaccinated.
Is there any evidence or suggestion that this clinic or any of the clinics under your PHO have turned others away for measles vaccinations?
I'm not aware of any other cases, but of course, and in this case, the person was already there anyway and should have been vaccinated. But often, if the person's not registered with the clinic, there can be difficulty getting an appointment just because of the pressure on clinics. But like I say, for this situation, it's actually an emergency, really. If somebody's travelling to Samoa and they're not vaccinated and they're aged under 50, they should get vaccinated.
But given the clinic was under the misinformation that they shouldn't be vaccinating non-New Zealand citizens, I'm assuming you can't rule out that they haven't turned other people away.
No, and I can't. My initial discussion with one of the staff members suggested that that's not the case, but in that there was only the one query that she could recall. But I have to say that that's why we are going out to all our clinics, to make sure that everybody is aware that anybody presenting with a need for a vaccination should be vaccinated.
So the other thing that the family has told us, apart from being told that because Fred wasn't a New Zealand citizen, he didn't qualify, the other thing that was raised with them was because Fred had an MMR vaccination, his first shot overseas, that they wouldn't give him the second shot here. So
no, that's not the case.
So again, misinformation.
Yes, indeed. I think in this case, you know, they were let down. He should have been vaccinated before he left the country.
Are you confident they're clear on eligibility now at this specific clinic?
Yes, absolutely. And the Ministry have also sent out an advisory to all practices this afternoon that clarifies eligibility, just to be really clear. And so Clinics should be aware of the priority groups already, that we've been sending out regular communication around that. What I don't have is the detail, because we haven't finished our investigation yet, but I don't have the detail around whether the person concerned was an authorised vaccinator or not. But if they were, they should have been aware of all of those rules.
Okay, so there's a possibility it might have been someone who was not medically trained who first encountered the family. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. We understood that the nurse at the clinic was away last week, and I'm not sure when this actually occurred. We know that there was a telephone call today, but I'm not sure when Fred attended the clinic.
Okay, so the email that you received from the ministry, in general terms, what does it address?
Oh, it basically makes it really clear that all non-residents and immigrants and other people that normally have to be here for 2 years before they qualify for vaccination, any child or person aged under 18 who requires vaccination can be vaccinated under the New Zealand immunisation schedule, and they can claim a fee for that, so the person should not be charged. If you're an adult over the age of 18, and obviously in the case of measles under the age of 50, then those people would have to pay for their vaccine, but they can certainly still be immunised.
Before you go, Dr. Moffat, I want to give you the opportunity to speak directly to this family. What would you like to say to them?
Oh, I really want to apologise that, it was really unfortunate that they weren't given the vaccine before they left the country. That is what should have happened.
Thank you very much for your time this evening. That is Dr. Alan Moffat, who is the clinical director of ProCare, and that's the organisation that oversees the clinic that denied that little boy, Fred, his measles vaccination. And as he mentioned there, last night on Checkpoint, our Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, said he would follow up on Fred's case. And as a result of that, the Health Ministry emailed today district health boards, public health units, GPs and others to remind them that all under 18-year-olds are eligible for an MMR vaccination, regardless of their immigration status. In terms of vaccine availability, the Ministry says there are 85,000 doses of MMR, and they arrived last week. A further 700,000 will arrive in January, and they are confident that there is enough to vaccinate all priority groups, and that includes all children, regardless of what passport they hold.